Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Over the past 2 days, we've been discussing facts about how to experience a guaranteed harvest, or sowing, if you will, or harvest that God must multiply. The scriptural insight we're sharing has changed the lives of millions of people just like you, and we believe it can change your life as well. Remember, if God did it for others, He'll do it for you. We want to finish this today, but first let's do a brief review. Number one, your offering must be given willingly.
2 Corinthians 8, verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not.
A willing mind is necessary because God does not personally receive any of the offerings we're giving. The money you give will stay right here on planet Earth, accomplishing the purposes of God. The only thing God will personally receive from our offerings is the joy we give it with. Number two, your offering must be given according to God's goodness to you.
2 Corinthians 8, verse 12 says, your offering is accepted if it is given according to the things God has provided and not according to the things that you do not have.
This verse clearly states that God will accept our offering if it's given in accordance with the blessings He's already given to us. It also says that God will not accept our offering if we allow it to be adversely influenced by insufficiency that we may be experiencing at the moment. When we decide how much our offering must be, we need to keep in mind that God's word says that He will not only accept our offering if it's given in accordance with the things that He's already provided to us. Number three, your purpose for the return on your offering must be proper.
In James 4, verse 3, it says, you ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfish or with an unrighteous agenda, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hedonistic desires.
The reason many believers cannot fully accept the biblical message of abundance is because they only want what gives them pleasure, not what gives God pleasure. Now, don't misunderstand us. God doesn't mind if we have nice things. However, receiving nice things is not the principal reason for giving to God. They're just the blessings for being a blessing. God wants to put money in our hands to give, to bless, and to further His kingdom as He directs. Number four, your offering must be given in faith believing. Giving our offerings in faith believing, it goes simply beyond having the faith that we will be able to get what we give, then we can get by with the money without the money we've given. We've got to believe, we got to know, we got to have the faith to believe that God will keep His promises to guarantee the harvest. That's why each of us needs to create a strong confession over the seeds we've sown. Something like this: Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this Holy Spirit-led seed to go where I tell it to go, to do what I tell it to do. I speak that it will not return void. In the strong name of Jesus, by the authority of the word in Matthew 16:19, which says that whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, I bind any and every hindering spirit that would seek crop failure for this precious seed that I'm sowing. The word says in John 16:23, that whatever I ask in your name, you'll give it to me. Father, just as a farmer expects to harvest from the seed he sows in the ground, Father, I'm claiming my mega harvest of the seed that I've sown. I'm standing in expectation for an immediate bumper crop harvest. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And if you'd like a copy of this, as several people have already written us, write Harold at haroldherring.com, email him, and we will send you a copy of that confession.
Yes.
Praise God.
Number five, your offering must be given to a good ground ministry.
Matthew 13, verse 8 says, seed fell into good ground and brought forth a hundredfold.
It's a well-known fact that seeds must be planted in good ground if they're going to bring forth a harvest. There's one unmistakable characteristic that every good ground ministry possesses. They vigorously attempt to accomplish the specific assignment that God has given to them, plus the fact that they will be able to agree with you, believing for a 30, 60, 100-fold return.
Amen.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number six, your offering must be significant to you.
In 2 Samuel 24:24, this is somewhat cut and paraphrased, neither will I offer unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing, that which is precious to me.
When offering time comes, many uninformed believers, folks, just grab something out of their pocket, a person, drop it in the offering plate. Rest assured that God is not necessarily going to accept an offering that is haphazardly given. And by the way, when they pray over offerings, it is a spiritual moment, one where you should come into agreement with the money that you've, the offering you put in the plate. And if you're putting tithes in, just say, Lord, I thank you that I have money to tithe from a job or from the income that you give me. Make it a spiritual moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people believe that those who give larger sums of money are more pleasing to God than those who give smaller amounts. That's not true. Jesus tells of a time when two pennies, mites, were considered more valuable to him than larger amounts of money.
In Mark 12, starting with verse 41 through 44, it says, Jesus beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which hath cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in out of their abundance or surplus, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.
The scripture tells us that Jesus is very interested in our innermost thoughts when we make our offering. The verse tells us that Jesus is not nearly as interested in how much is given as he is in the heart condition about the amount that we're giving. During this time, a widow throws in two mites. Jesus immediately calls his disciples' attention to the fact that this poor widow's two mites was more meaningful to him than the big money that was being given. To understand why Jesus comes to this conclusion, we have to carefully consider the reason he gives to his disciples.
Remember in Mark 12, verse 44, it said, for all they did cast in out of their abundance, surplus, but she of her want did cast in all she had, even all her living.
The thing that made the widow's offering special was the fact that she was not giving it from her surplus funds. She needed every cent she could get. Well, she needed every cent she could get to stay alive. The widow was giving precious money. It was household survival money. In contrast, the big donors were giving after their cupboards had been filled and all their bills paid. Money that is given from non-discretionary funds is the kind of money God always looks upon as precious money. Notice the poor widow's offering was made with money that was desperately needed for living expenses.
Mark 12, verse 44, remember? It says, she of her want did cast in all she had, even all her living.
The amount of money that makes your offering truly precious to you will most certainly cause your offering to be precious to God. When we give in this way, our harvest is guaranteed. Number seven, you must allow God to establish, you must allow God to guide you in establishing the amount you give.
Isaiah 48, verse 17. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit or increase, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go.
Not only does God promise to teach us how to increase, but according to this verse, he will personally escort us step by step in obtaining the increase he promised. If we're sincere about experiencing guaranteed harvest, we will gladly welcome any assistance he offers. Don't hesitate in asking God for guidance, because he'll ask. He'll answer when we ask for his assistance in increasing our assets.
In Matthew 7, verse 7, Matthew 7, 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
God is the only one who knows exactly what's going to happen in the future. He's also more than willing to prepare us for any unforeseen problems that lie ahead. Because of this, we know that God will gladly tell us exactly how much money we should give, so our harvest will be more than enough to meet any unforeseen needs. Here's what we must do. We must take the phone off the hook or turn the cell phone on to silent and find a quiet place. Bow our heads and ask God how much money he'd have us give. If we already have an amount in mind, mention it to him in prayer. It is most likely an amount that he placed in your spirit. Pay close attention to your inner unction as you ask God about the amount that you're to give. If you feel uneasy with an amount, set it aside and present another amount to him. Do this several times, always praying. Not praying, well, you need to pray. Do this several times, always paying close attention to your innermost feelings, for the amount you are presenting makes you peaceful or restless. When God gives you an inner peace and about an amount, it's a clear signal that he approves of the amount that you've selected. When we arrive at the amount that he gives us inner peace with, we have come to the amount which will bring the guaranteed harvest. And that's important to understand. We've taught about how to have your harvest guaranteed. We've given you several scriptural directions, well, with lots of scripture as well. When it comes to giving, realize that it is a sacred moment, because you're hearing the voice of God and you're doing what he says. And that's a sacred moment. Understand this as well. When we've done this teaching, we said right at the beginning, this is not about getting you to give to our ministry. Obviously, we're blessed when you do. But this is about teaching fundamentals that every believer needs to know, understand, and practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And while you're at the website, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.